welcome to Sonya Book Podcast. So yes, everyone, I finished reading Unspeakable Things. That is a great book. So I told y'all the part about where it was her fiance at the time where he did those horrific things to her. But here's the kick. Remember, she meets the new guy and he brings his brother. I want y'all to read it yourself. I don't want to tell y'all the whole thing, but the whole part, the whole best part, you have to read it. I'm not even going to tell y'all the best part of that book. Read that book, Unspeakable Things. That is a really, really great book. Heck of some other books y'all can actually read. And I'm going to tell you the reviews on some of them. Yes, that's a great book. Unspeakable Thing is a great book. The Girl Hunter by Leslie Wolf. You want to read that? So it says in a monologue, when Mary Garrison pulled into her driveway, she was surprised to see that the house was dark. Is Bill asleep already? She wondered. That would be a shame. Although she was getting home pretty late, she'd been looking forward to dinner with him. She hoped to surprise him with fresh salmon, his favorite, and the new spices she found to saute it with. Well, it can wait till tomorrow night, she supposed, and it would be worth the wait at that. As she got out of her car, she took a look around the neighborhood where they lived. She really loved living here. The house, each a repurposed Victorian. So yes, it's called The Girl Hunter, Leslie Wolf, bestseller author of Dawn Girl. So you want to read that? You want to read The Bakery Dump Off? You want to read that? You want to read Tall, Dark, and Bossy by A.M. Hargrove, U.S. Today bestselling author. You want to read Confidence by Denise Mina, M-I-N-A. And you want to read Out of Reach by Kate Bold. So here's some of the reviews of those books. One person said, Colleen said, I enjoy cozy mysteries and those by London Lovett are some of my favorite. They are well written, filled with character. I would like to know all very unique, containing mystery, spins of humor, and love. This particular series has setting as a small alley. Junie said, London Lovett once again knocks it out of the park with this new book about Forest Fell Allen and Anna St. James once again. Best of local detectives. A great read and wonderful story to try to solve. The next one says, they gave it 5 stars. When a newcomer stirs up trouble in a small island and is murdered, local residents Anne find herself looking to solve the crime. This book allows us to learn more about Anna and her close-knit group of boarders that live in her home and hint at a mystery coming to light. The next one that she gave it 5 stars too. She said, love the Forest Fall mystery series and my favorite author, London Lovett. I'm so happy Nate is staying. Maybe he should be the new sheriff on the island. Already looking forward to a new adventure for Anna and company. So those are reviews for the book Forest Allen Cozy Mystery Series, Bakery Bump Off. So here's a little preview of that book. It said Anna McDonald has made a terrible mistake. She has forced her blended family to vacation here. The weather is bad. Her daughters are bored and her ex-husband is still insufferable. Oh, and Finn Cohen bought his latest girlfriend too. So when news of a shocking kidnapping breaks, Anna and Finn do the responsible thing. They take off to solve the case. Lisa Lee, a young YouTube star, has vanished after answering the door to what she thought was a pizza delivery. Police suspect her dad or the delivery guy, but in Lisa's last known video, she ventured into an abandoned chateau in France where she uncovered a priceless artifact. Anna knows they must find this young woman. So yes, that's part of the book. So yes, read these books. I'll be posting. For Tall, Dark, and Bossy, heck, or a little snippet of it, said, the first time I met sexy satin bangs, I nearly swallowed my tongue. But that was before he opened his mouth and directed his insolent comments at me. Not one to back down from a clash, I fired right back. From then on, satin pursued me with a vengeance. The first thing I learned was he discarded women like gum wrappers. Second, the control freak thought he could order me around. That billionaire might be the boss of everybody else, but he was never going to be my boss hole. Nor was I going to be one of his crumble up gum wrappers. My heart has been trampled on enough. Mr. Baines will not be adding his shoe prints too. So that's a little snippet to the Tall, Dark, and Bossy. I'll put up what people had to say about it. And this one is for... It says, it begins on a rainy London afternoon in February. Four ladies whose only common trait is dissatisfaction with life. Answer an ad placed in the advice column of the Times, addressed to those who appreciate wisteria and sunshine. It offers the opportunity to rent a fully furnished Italian castle in Portovino along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea for the month of April. Servants included. A peaceful holiday as all the ladies are expected, but the sunny warmth of the Italian spring is about to change their lives. The enchanting April sounds as if it would be an appallingly calling cream puff of a fairy tale, but that would be to ignore that the author habitually kept a pot of lemon juice mixed with vinegar beside her ink pot. With this bracing element, there is additionally what can only be called a feast of flowers hanging from every wall. So that's a little part of these books that I'm reading to y'all. After being caught collecting evidence on her boyfriend's criminal deals, Tess Jones had no choice but to go into hiding. She felt safe in her mountain refuge right up until private investigator Trent McCabe comes knocking and bullets start flying their way. Now for the second time, Tess is on the run. And Trent's mission has shifted from tracking down a missing person to keeping the brave beauty alive. Trent once lost a woman in his care and he won't make the same mistake again. But Tessa trusts no one, not even Trent. Out in the wilderness with danger closing in, Tessa must make a choice. Rely on the handsome stranger or take her chances with a killer. Yes, so I will be posting these books. Please go read them. Let me know what you think about them. Another one is The Enchanted April by Elizabeth Vaughn. A-R-N-I-M is her name. And the last one is A Mountain Hideaway by Christy Barrett. So yes, I'll be posting these books on my book Instagram. That's sandy.secretdiary.com. You can go and look at all the books I post. And buy them, read them, borrow them from the library, but they are good books. Borrow from Kindle, which is my favorite, is Kindle, because I ain't gotta have a big bookcase to put. Well, when my children was young, I had bookcases, like big bookcases where it was nothing but books. But now that my children are grown, I'd rather just read everything on a Kindle and not really buy books. Even though I still have books, and I have like even children books, and I have no little children, but I still have children books, I still have books. But far as me buying the books, no, I'd rather buy it off of the Kindle. That's how I read the books. I'd like to thank you for listening to Sonya Book Podcast. Please give a 5-star review, speaker, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, please share. You can call me here at sb766752@gmail.com. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. Got an album out on Apple, Spotify. Follow TJVUCLIAIN. She have a book called Black Girl Orange. TAWYNE Wade Williams. Suddenly Single is her book. King's Reflex on King's Flex on SoundCloud. Female Reform. Have a Venture Store in New York. And have a blessed night.